Welcome to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so excited that you have joined us today. You're going to be hearing today, again, just like the prophet Joel prophesied, just like was said in the book of Acts, just like we were told in the revelation of John with the book of Revelation, when the new heaven and the new earth and the golden city. Yes. How old is Cooper?
He's eight.
8 years old. He's seeing the golden city. And he saw the city before. God showed it to him. But now he says the city is finished and people are moving in a hurry. As a matter of fact, he even said he saw God. We got so much to share with you today, including Cyprus and what's taking place there with the economy. We're going to be talking also about Homeland Security. Why is our neighbor called Homeland Security buying all the guns, bullets, armored cars, and all this stuff? You're on our side. Oh, my goodness. Also, we're going to be talking about redeeming the trials in our life. Redeeming the trials in our life. And today, again, we're going to go deeper, obviously, as we're hearing about God speaking to Cooper, that God does speak. Listen, if you're a minister out there and you're sad and you're discontent and you're ready to walk away, you're ready to walk away from religion, but listen, don't walk away from God. Come back to God. He wants to be able to encourage you and to restore you. By the way, he wants to reveal his secrets to you. Read Proverbs chapter 1. Despite this storm, he'll protect you if you abide with him. Yes, you're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. Light of the world. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hello. Well, here we are. We are, man, so many things are taking place, and God is speaking in so many levels. And I can see, let me tell you the future. If you happen to be listening and wonder what the future's like, I got some things I can't really share with you just yet, but I will be sharing with you really soon on the air. It's going to really make you just, oh my goodness. And but just listen, I realize that God orchestrates things. God lines things up, and that and the reason why you're listening is because you're a part of it if you choose to be. Because we're one big family, the family of God, no matter what religion tells you. You know, if you love Jesus and you made him the Lord of your life, you're my brother, you're my father, you're my mother, you have fathers and mothers. We're family. We're the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think so, there's a lot of grace for that, and you're going to get to heaven and go,
I guess
wrong. You're my brother, you're my father. And you just say, you know, shut up and set the table. Anyway, so, yeah, right. I mean, but things are unfolding so rapidly. You just think about when these significant things happen in your season of your life, because you know you read history, you read prophetic history and advanced future, and you're thinking, I'm in it. I'm in it. And then you think, oh, I'm in it. I have a role to play. You know, you have a role to play. There's something you're supposed to be doing right now. God has intentioned you and purposed you and trained you for this day. And things that you thought delayed you and things you thought that hindered you, those were lessons from God. They were testing of your faith. If you are serving God today, no matter what happened in your past, then you've passed those tests. You passed those tests when you got off and dust the dust off of your whatevers, and you got up and you said, you know, here I am. God, I love you. Like Amy Simple McPherson, no, like Catherine Kuhlman said, when she had a whole bucket full of mistakes in the middle of her ministry because she let her emotions... Hello out there. Mm. She let her emotions, she thought, you know, if I just, you know, I know God's moving, he's shaking the world through me, even though they don't want, at that time in the history, they wouldn't even think that women could minister. It's like, hello, she's ministering, people can say, people can heal, God's with her, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And, but she started thinking, you know, if I just had some loaves and garlics and fish like everybody else, if I could just, I know what I need to get married. If I get married, you know, I just need to get married. Besides, I have this man that's really wanting to get married. He's really made a lot of money off my ministry because he has a radio station. He wants to be able to broadcast. I'm sure I don't know if that's exactly, but if he has a radio station, I'm sure he was like, you know. And so whatever happened, you know, with that, she ends up diverting from the love affair with God and trying to split that with what I needed to be feel full was be married to a person, you know. And mm-hmm. Paul said, you know, marriage is like oatmeal. I'm sorry. I know you probably maybe made it all about an idol. You made it about everything in the world. But listen, it's about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And this is what the Word of God says. He says this. He says, well, Paul was talking to the unction of the Holy Spirit. He said, if you're not, I'd rather you not. But if you do, it's not sin. So shut up about it and live it the way God wants you to live it. And if you are married, live like you're not, because the day's short.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, hang it. You're gonna live to the end with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just learn to live with it no matter how it is. And if the unbeliever departs, they depart, but you're not running them off. It's like, come on, quit. It's about Jesus. You know, America has made a marriage an idol, and now the idol's being shoved down America's throat.
Mm.
They made marriage to men, you know, marriage in general, to an idol, you know, and used it as a tool and said that this is of God because I am. Like, no, you're evil. You're not, just because you're married, you know, you're evil. I mean, Ahab and Jezebel were married.
Mm.
And God was just disgusted with them.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at it. Now look what's happening. Now look what's happening. It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so I don't know how we got on this rabbit trail, but I know, but I know that, you know, that Jesus is he's our bridegroom. He's the bridegroom and the church is his bride, and God, his Father and our Father is preparing us for a wedding banquet for us that he's going to present us as a spotless, believe it or not, I'm looking at Pat when I'm talking about this. Bride, without spot or wrinkle, to his son. God loves his son so much because he made a way for us to be saved, and he always loved the son because the son always does the will of the father. He says, I just want to do something for you. Mm-hmm. He's like, what can I? I just want to do something for you. What can I do for you? I'm so grateful. I'm just love you so. Oh, he's like, ooh. You know, Jesse Duplantis, when he saw Jesus and God, and he just saw this radiating power and glory, and you know, I don't know what the name. I can't remember the name. He wrote about it in a book, but it was just
Heavenly Encounter, something like that.
Yeah, but Jesse Duplantis, you can find. But anyway, it's just like, and it's like the son going to the father going to the son, and just great pleasure. It's just like, you know. And he's like, oh, I want to do something for you. And so, of course, the first Adam, he did something for him. Mm-hmm. He laid him down, and he pulled a rib out, and he created him a helpmate. He had a wife. This is a gift to you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now that went out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so now this is the second Adam. And he said, right where he was pierced in his side and all the blood poured out, the blood that came out of your side, the blood that your life intentionally, yourself, I laid down the first Adam, but you lay down yourself, the second Adam, you lay down yourself. And because you did that for us, to be able to bring us in a relationship, that what poured out of your side, I'm going to take that and I'm going to redeem for you a bride. And you're going to be loyal to him, and you're going to take away, he's going to take away your name and give you a new name. What you doing keeping your name, what are you doing calling yourself a Christian? Listen, it is not about us.
Hmm.
It's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we go. We are being prepared to be the bride for God's son. And by the way, when you get married in the family, guess what happens? You get the inheritance. Not only is he our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not only is he our elder brother, but we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I mean, he's created the universe. Like, what do you think he's worth? All of creation, you know. How much gold does he have? He has other things we haven't thought about. Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this way: he builds his houses out of gold, and he has streets of gold, and you know, the sticky stuff on the back of stamps in heaven are just like some liquid gold you lick and just stick it back. It's like ridiculous. Like, come on, it's about him. It's not about all this stuff. Hopefully they'll have self-sticking stamps. Right, just joking. There's not. They're probably like, there's a male doctrine now for heaven. M-A-I-L doctrine for heaven. Gotta be careful. And so, but God is speaking now. And he says, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. And as a matter of fact, John, I want you to read this in Acts as we're talking about this. This is what he says. He says that there's going to be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and in Acts chapter 2, when he's talking about, you know, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Are you talking about Joel?
Well, Joel, yeah, but
he's quoting it.
Yeah. That's it in Acts.
And so you think about this. Imagine this. What if you're living in that day? What if you're living in that day and you don't even know it, and all of a sudden you find out you were in it, but you missed it? And that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be just so sad. But many will. It's amazing. Yeah. It's totally, totally amazing. I think it's in Acts chapter 2 when he's talking about, he's explaining how things are going to happen there. And he says, you got it, John?
Yep.
Go ahead.
He says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. And even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. I will show you wonders in the heavens above and in the and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
What you're going to see is this outpouring of God's Spirit on all. Mm-hmm. And now we know Matthew chapter 17, just because you dreamed, just because you prophesied, you were a sign, but sometimes you can be a sign and a wonder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so, but that's a sign. When all of a sudden, when you, you know, recently, you know, we went to a particular land that we're, God has sent us to, and the people began to prophesy to us.
Mm.
They just prophesied. They, you know, just the everyday folk are just begin to speak, and they had no idea. I have people that come and see me, and all of a sudden, they don't really know. They just know they're just loving God, and all of a sudden, they begin to prophesy to me and confirm the very thing that God has already laid in my heart.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, when they hear the response, they're overwhelmed with how God used them as a sign. Mm-hmm. And then God rewards them for being obedient. And next thing you know, just flips their world, their blessing upside down, and blesses them twice as high as they thought they ever could be. This is going to be, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss where you're going. You don't want to miss where you're going because where God's taking us, because it's going to be awesome. There's going to be a difference between those who are God's and those who say they're God's.
No,
I mean, possessive. I'm not talking about like God's. But
right.
The ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And
They belong to him.
And there's a lot of religious folks that I really believe is going to get free from the religious captivity, but they work themselves hard being religious. I mean, it's amazing.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's just like a rigorous, like a drum roll, like a slave ship, you know, boom, boom, boom. It's like, but you haven't heard from God. Has anybody heard from him?
Mm.
And you're the only one saying you heard from. Why are you satisfied? Because your job was to introduce me to the voice of God. And I got to trust you now. It's been a long time and you haven't yet. I haven't heard myself. And how come you're okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
How come you're okay with me not hearing from God?
Mm.
Are you held captive so that my life does not end well? My eternity doesn't end well?
Wow.
I think the biggest disappointment is the religious captives that it'll bust hell wide open. Because the pride's already there. The arrogance is there. So they're going to be shocked. They're just going to be, don't you know? Oh my goodness, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the humble one, the humble man, the humble woman, the humble believer, they just look like they struggled in that, but yet they heard from God. God spoke to them and he would tell her what to do or he'd tell them what to do. And they just, you know, in loving relationship just did it. You know, like Song of Solomon, when he talks about it, you know, where's my beloved? Have you seen my beloved? What you're so obsessed with him.
Hmm.
You know, why are you running after Jesus like this? You need to function, you know, and guards in the city of God on earth, you know, Jerusalem are beating up the bride.
Wow.
The people who say they're all about God are beating her up. The watchmen are beating her up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, who cares, you know? I mean, about how we're treated. We do care how others are treated. We care how, I mean, our biggest test is how we respond to those who test us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But these days, I'm telling you, the Lord is just speaking with power, and it's just happening. We're seeing, and what we've seen is, you know, and you need to go to iabide.org and just get in and begin to abide with him, begin to walk it out, even if it's with crayons and some double-line paper.
Mm.
You know, you've got, he says, there'll be a day that you'll hear the voice of the Son of Man and you shall live.
Mm.
Which means this, prior to hearing his voice, you are dead in your sins.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, there'll be a day that you will say a prayer and you'll be saved. No, he said there'll be a day that you hear the voice of the Son of Man and you shall live. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't cry into a Lord you don't even know, you know what I'm saying? Because in the last days, he said, I never knew you.
Right.
It's about a relationship with him. By the way, if you're even prepared to be his bride, he's going to want you to be interested in him. Intentionally.
Yeah.
Not squeezing him in. You know, can you imagine like coming home, coming to your wife once a week? You know, you're living with all these other women or maybe vice versa. Mm-hmm. And you say, you know what, baby, I'm going to give you a good 45 minutes on Sunday where we can come and we can talk and all that kind of stuff. But I have all these other families, all the other relationships and other homes and stuff. But, you know, at least I'm putting like 3% into the bills here.
Mm.
You know, I can't give you the whole 10% that you're really needing. Mm. You know, I know it's not really robbery anymore because this is the new covenant where I can take advantage of you and not help be held accountable for it. You know,
oh gosh.
Wow. Is that not right?
That's so true.
That's the gospel. And they say, but as people go like, yeah, me too. I have a relationship. Well, whoever that is in that apartment you're putting up, it ain't Jesus. Whoever's, you know, you're That's just right. visiting once a week.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome. Listen, he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Religion is just, oh, my goodness. You know, and nobody wants to be religious. Who wants to be religious? A whole bunch of rules with no purpose and no relationship and no intimacy. But when you have this awesome encounter with the creator of the universe and you find out how much he loves you and how merciful he is and how graceful he is and that he shares his secrets with you and he directs your steps. You say, hear what the Spirit says to the church. He just speaks to you. And you can find out who's listening, who's not, because all of a sudden out of 10,000 people around you, there's like 8 of you that you bump into each other like, oh, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Me too, you know, right?
It's called obedience, right? Oh, yes, yes, I obey him.
Yeah, and it's like, wow. You bump into the people who hear God, and you're like, whoa. And it's confirmation, too, because you're thinking, you know, somebody totally outside of your circle is, but yet serves your same God, you know, is loyal to Jesus. They're hearing the very same thing, from God. And I used to say, well, you know, it's amazing how you could turn on your TV and you can hear things preached the same all the way across the land. But then I found out where a lot of people get their messages by watching TV. So one of them preaches it on TV and then somebody else just picks it up and they take it themselves. But there is something else called the Spirit of God that begins to speak to his people, pulpit or no pulpit, and they're all hearing it. And what happens is when we all hear the voice of God, when we come together, when anybody shares what God's saying, there's something that just roars up in your spirit that comes out and all of a sudden it starts coming out of your mouth and it goes, amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that's right. And I agree because it's a witness of the God you serve. You're already hearing him already. You're hearing him already. And he's saying right here, this is what he said. This is what he's saying. He said, listen, I'll pour out my spirit on all people and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. So you have, what do you have? You have prophecies, visions, dreams. This is how God speaks. Signs and wonders. And we're fixing to see we're seeing some huge signs right now. Mm-hmm. We're about to see 4 blood moons about to come up in about
30 months.
Yeah, something like that month. And I want to talk to you about a one in the future. When we talked about red moons, there was a very significant one when we were in the middle of a prophecy that came up and we were prophesying the Malachi mandate. And but when we get back in just a moment, we're going to let you hear a dream from Cooper that he just had. God just spoke to him and his mom was talking to him and he's sharing with him the dream, sharing with her the dream, what God has shown him. And it's very important because you have to understand he's 8 years old and his understanding is only what God has seen. He's already been, God's shown him a couple times already. Mm-hmm. But we're also seeing, if you've been listening to VFN radio, and we're seeing it, we're going to begin to bring the children and do interviews with the children so you can hear the children, not just the adults. Children are hearing from God. The day's getting close. You better prepare yourself. We'll be right back.
You know, Greg, what's so encouraging about abiding is that you can have your own experience with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, many people out there right now are they're trying and they really want to hear and learn something from God, but they're reading devotionals.
Yeah.
That's another person's abiding experience. That's what God told someone else.
Yeah.
But guess what? There is good news, Greg.
Yeah.
You can go to iabide.org. And you can follow a simple plan where you can hear God directly speak to you. Is that amazing?
Well, think about it. Their personal abiding experience was so powerful
You might be reading about their personal body experience today, calling it a devotional, and it is affecting you some way. You're actually eating another man's groceries. Do you know that God has food for you? Taste and see the Lord is good. Do you know that He has more than enough? He wants a personal, abiding relationship with you. And you can find out more about that, just like you said, John, at iabide.org. You know, you write your own devotionals. When you start abiding with God, we have 8-year-olds that are writing their own devotionals. And they're just it's their own personal time with God, and they're writing it down, and it's a powerful encounter. Nobody can take that from them.
Fresh bread. Fresh manna daily.
Oh my goodness. iabide.org. God, the creator of the universe, loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to walk with you and make His heart known to you. He wants to forgive you of where you failed and you made mistakes, where things came to an end. And you think there's no hope. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. That God is wanting you to meet Him. He's not far from you, but He had to make a way for you to get to Him. And He did that through His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet Father God. Jesus came for one reason. He came for this reason all, to make the Father known. That's our ministry to you. We want to make the Father known to you through His Son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories. We didn't share everything, but you know, the ones that we did share, we're just trying to tell you that we're just like you, you know, and maybe worse, you know, that we needed God, you know, that I was going the way of the world. I was lost. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I ended up on a dead end street, all those different things that, you know, you go through in your life. You run after, you know, wealth and things and geographical locations and people and all that. And it just ends with the same, probably worse, because now you have all these things that you went to that just left you high and dry and ashamed and all that. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's made a way that He can forgive you, cleanse you, and all of those wrongs and all that sin, He can totally take that away from you through His Son, Jesus Christ. You got to meet Him. Listen, He wants to know you. Are you ready to know Him? You've got to meet Him. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Him.
You know, being from Detroit, you know, there's a lot of different things that go on, you know, from New Jersey or, you know, down in New Orleans.
Well, they don't have football there, do they?
No, but they do got hockey. They got
hockey.
Check it out. Yeah, they got an app for, like, hockey rules. They got an app on, like, how to make ice. They got an app about, you know, the preseason, the postseason. They got an app about how to watch hockey.
Wow.
Is that designed to make you go to sleep, or what's the purpose of that?
No, that's to what to watch when you can't watch baseball.
Baseball.
Or football. You got to check it out.
But, really?
Did you know there's an app for the VFNTV.com daily radio program?
I didn't know that.
Now, yeah. Talk to me. That's the app I want.
Yeah, tell me. I mean, even people who do watch hockey got to check this out. Go on iTunes, go on your Android, and type in VFN TV. And you hear all the content. You hear everything that we got going on right now, the daily live VFN radio program. It's like taking VFN TV with you on the go. Check it out. VFNTV.com.
Welcome back to VFN Radio Live. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I'm sorry. I am really. Welcome to VFN Radio.
Whoa.
I know. They're messing with me now. I'm going to have to obviously get involved.
We're just being obedient. What are you talking about?
If you are under the age of 16 and you know how to find some intros, we need you guys. I want some subwoofer. I want things to go, you know, kind of shake things. And then we want something that you can just move and then wakes us and it's nice. Because we're about to hear about what God's saying. You know what I'm saying? What was that? The Nutcracker? Christmas play, you know.
You was doing good, man. I don't know what happened.
I don't know, dude.
Oh, dude, listen to you.
Yeah,
you were laying it down. Yeah, you know.
It was just, we're trying to hear
what the Lord is saying, and that just kind of threw us off here.
Being eclectic.
We had a squeak in the studio, and now we don't have a but we've hit oil. We've hit oil. The whole studio feels like we're in oil. I guess I could smell it. Anyway, so listen. You're going to hear an 8-year-old young man who he's talking to his mother, just happened to be talking to his mother and Nicole, and you know, he briefly mentions that God gave him this dream about a golden city. And she's like, why didn't you tell me, right?
Yeah.
And what does she say?
Well, you didn't ask me.
Yeah, you didn't ask me. It's like, eternity, God, heaven, golden streets, let me know, son, next time, right?
Like, help me out.
Yeah, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. Now, understand, we just heard earlier before the break that this is what God's going to do. God's going to pour out a spirit. And so all different ages, everybody is going to be, God's going to be everywhere, moving in everything. And we're going to know. It's a sign and a wonder. But then when we come back after if you hear what Cooper and Nicole's just talking to his son. It's so beautiful to Nicole's talking to her son. I said his son. Thank you. He's one keeps us straight around here. We just don't bring his stuff up. Anyway, so the
all right. But
no, seriously, it's just a sweet relationship, obviously, between Nicole and Cooper, and just hearing them. It's beautiful to hear as they're talking about God. You know what I'm saying? It's just beautiful.
Awesome.
You've got to hear this. So, and we're gonna verify with the Word of God again about what he's talking about. And as we go into the book of Revelation, look at this.
Okay, Cooper, you had a dream last night?
Yes, I had a dream about the golden city.
You have to understand, imagine him just waking up and she's talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you might hear it and go, oh, that's the best time to talk about your dream. Don't wait till you're wide awake, because then it's wide gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
she's talking to him. Okay, listen up.
Well, tell me about it. What did you dream?
I dreamed that there was golden cities, that there was a river and two trees mm-hmm. that grew fruit, that grew all kinds of fruit.
Different kinds of fruit on the one tree?
Mm-hmm.
And you said that there was a waterfall?
Mm-hmm, there was a waterfall that the eye could see, so, and there's honey, and in the city, it was gold. The houses were like townhouses.
And the city, the houses were made out of gold?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a city?
Yes.
And you said the last time you dreamed about the golden city, it wasn't finished?
But it's finished now.
And this dream you just had, it's mm-hmm. finished now? Can you tell me any more about what you saw?
A lot of people were in a hurry.
People were in a hurry? What were they doing?
Trying to get home.
They were getting home? What were you doing? Just watching?
And then I went further into the town.
You did? You went inside the city?
Uh-huh.
What did you see?
I saw God.
What did he look like?
He looked like, well, I couldn't really see him because the sun was so bright.
He was so bright?
Yeah, he was so bright.
Couldn't really see him? Mm-hmm. Did you see anything else while you were there?
Angels.
You saw angels?
And I had wings, too.
You had wings, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
That is so beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
As we're watching the fulfillment of what was prophesied by Joel and spoken of in the book of Acts. And I think about, Jesus's words when he said this, because the last thing the Lord had shown him about heaven was it wasn't finished yet.
Mm-mm.
And as a matter of fact, Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 14, he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions, many rooms. Mm. If this wasn't so, I would have told you. Mm. I am going there to prepare a place for you." And so what Cooper is saying here, it appears from his experience, was it wasn't prepared last time. Mm-hmm. But now it's prepared.
They're ready.
He says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you remember that, as his bride, mm-hmm. take you to be with me so that you may be there with me also. You know the way to that place where I'm going. Thomas, one of his disciples, said, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how do we know the way to get there? Jesus answered, mm-hmm. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen me. Mm. That's why everything in this world, darkness, is trying to come against the access to the Father.
Yeah.
Because the gates of heaven's about to fly open and we're going to come in like the ark, and it's like, it's over, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's over. And so he's describing the golden city. An 8-year-old is describing a golden city, golden streets, and then he comes into the city, and God, he talks about, in the last stream, you can see this too. We need to make sure this is together on the torch. You can see all this at VFNtorch.com, VFNTV.com, and click on the torch, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see a picture, how he drew of heaven last time, mm-hmm. and he talks about this river, the river that's there coming from in the city, and it has trees on both sides, but now it's a deeper dimension of heaven. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, John, can you write here, think about Revelation, the last chapter in your Bible, talks about exactly what Cooper saw last night. Listen up.
Yeah, this is chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of water of life, as clear as crystal.
Think about it. So then God showed Cooper, you know, mm-hmm. John's going, John, who wrote this book, yeah. and the angel showed me.
Mm-hmm.
And now Cooper's telling us, so then God showed me. Isn't it cool? It's like, it's amazing. My goodness.
It's wonderful. That's awesome.
Go ahead.
So then the angel showed me the river of water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
So that river that's there, and the one that Cooper saw, and drew a color, he colored out the picture. So mm-hmm. we actually have a picture for you on the torch. You can see it.
That's awesome.
That flows from the throne of the creator of the universe, the center of all creation. Is that wild? That's awesome.
That's awesome.
He saw it. Okay.
Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month.
Think about this. He saw the trees on both sides. He saw the two trees, and each the tree bared all kinds of fruit. And here it's saying, the word's letting us know, 12 kinds of fruit, right?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So he even saw the tree that bears this multi. I mean, think about how. I mean, he's not an agriculturalist. He's eight.
He's eight.
Do you know what I'm saying?
All right.
He's eight, and he's seeing the trees, the river, and the golden city, and he's saying they bear all kinds of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Mm, mm, mm. No longer will there be any curse.
Think about that. No, this is tough down here with all this junk and the stuff the devil's doing, and you're fighting continually, and people are getting sick, and your heart is breaking, and you pray for them, God heals them, and sometimes they don't get healed, and it's just like this. It's cursed, you know. Yeah. When we reached up and grabbed that fruit in the garden from the tree,
mm-hmm.
not of knowledge of good and evil, then the curse came. But through Jesus, the curse was broken. But we're going to be in an environment with all no more sin, no more pain, no more sickness, no more curse.
Mm-hmm.
And Cooper's talking about it. Before this is finished, we're going to hear again, because we're going to let you hear Cooper's encounter with God again. But we won't let you know it's biblical. What he's seeing, God showed him the way he showed John. Because when you're reading the Revelation, the book of Revelation, that is a man, mm-hmm. John, who was in the Isle of Patmos, who was shown the very, very same thing then, what Cooper was shown, and many others. But this is what happened just last night, right?
Yeah.
Listen up. Okay.
No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
Think about it. So Nicole asked Cooper, what did you, he said, so I came in, and he goes, oh yeah, I saw God.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, did you? What did he look like? And of course, it was so beautiful because it was just like, the sun was so bright, it was just hard to see him. And then he said he was bright.
Yeah.
He goes from the sun, the natural, the brightness you would think as a kid, you think mm-hmm. that's the sun. Obviously, it's the glory of God radiating.
radiates. Yeah, like even we said, obviously about, there's no sun in heaven because right. God is his right. glory, but the child doesn't know how to perceive that. So right. his logical mind, he's saying it had to be the sun in heaven, right?
What's so cool, it sounded like, though, he also said the sun, but then he ended with, well, his light.
All right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't beautiful? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
Think about it. That's exactly what he was so bright. He was the light. Imagine, okay, you got the brightness of God in Jesus, and you have all this gold.
Mm-hmm.
He calls them like mm-hmm. townhouse-looking houses yeah. and this gold city and gold street. But imagine that, you know, pure gold and bright light,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the thing is that it's been described as this, and this is Don Piper, and you can also make this connect Don Piper to this post on the VFN Torch. You got to go to the Torch, VFNTV.com, click on the Torch, because Don has seen it too, and he said that it was so bright, but it didn't hurt your eyes like bright light would to us now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pat couldn't even see heaven if God didn't give him glorified eyes, right? The brightness of that would shut his eyes down.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, right. He'll be the only one in heaven with shades, right? So, whoa, man, what's up?
Right.
And so he's describing, and we find out in the prophet Joel that when Joel prophesied, he talked about the day that God, and we're seeing, now listen, you have to understand, from our perspective, those that are abiding with God are hearing from God.
Yeah.
They're having mm-hmm. dreams, they're having visions, they're being led by God, and we're just watching what God does
mm-hmm.
and saying amen. And that's what we're having right here, because, you know, Nicole's begin to disciple Cooper
yeah.
and just teaching him about the things of the Lord and teaching him about abiding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now he is hearing from God, hearing awesome. From God at 8 years old. So sir, saying you're 30 years old and you can't hear from God, you need to go yeah. take the lesson from the children, because unless you become like a child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Let's hear one more time. Nicole, the mother of Cooper, finding out that God is giving her son, her 8-year-old son, Cooper, a dream of heaven and showing it to her. She's asking him questions about it. Listen up, just like what we just read from the Bible.
Okay, Cooper, you had a dream last night?
Yes, I had a dream about the Golden City.
Well, tell me about it. What did you dream?
I dreamed that there was Golden Cities. That there was a river and two trees mm-hmm. that grew fruit, that grew all kinds of fruit.
Different kinds of fruit on the one tree?
Mm-hmm.
And you said that there was a waterfall?
Mm-hmm. There was waterfall that the eye could see. So, and there's honey. And in the city, there it was gold. The houses were like townhouses.
And the city, the houses were made out of gold?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a city?
Yes.
And you said the last time you dreamed about the Golden City, it wasn't finished?
But it's finished now.
And this dream you just had, it's finished now?
And you understand that, we just read to you. He says, wow. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and it is finished. And listen, if you've been busy about just doing your thing and not paying attention, or you've been under someone who just quit listening to God and maybe not even let God's presence even in, you may be hearing this for the first time, but listen, there is so many happenings right now in the earth. The earth is crying out for our Lord's return. Now, Jesus doesn't know when he's coming back. Only the Father knows. But let me tell you something. It's not going to take, I believe there's going to be a huge harvest in the earth. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. But understand this. The moment this life ends, whether it's because you get a certain age, you know, and you pass away, or suddenly a tragic car accident, or something hits you that you can't catch your breath, or maybe you're in an earthquake, maybe you're in a hurricane, maybe you're in a tornado, maybe you're in a tower somewhere that the enemy hits, or maybe you don't know. When your life ends, you're either going to go where Cooper's describing, or you're going to go where, in the future, we're going to be talking about the divine revelation of hell and what hell is like. And God does not want you to go there. But you know what? The only reason you would go to hell is if you chose to go there. That's why we're telling you right now. make a choice for Jesus. Let's finish listening to Cooper. This is Cooper. He's 8 years old. His mother's talking to him about his dream he just had last night. He's describing heaven at 8 years old.
Can you tell me any more about what you saw?
A lot of people were in a hurry.
People were in a hurry? What were they doing?
Trying to get home.
They were getting home? What were you doing? Just watching?
And then I went further into the town.
You did? You went inside the city?
Uh-huh.
What did you see?
I saw God.
What did he look like?
He looked like... Well, I couldn't really see him. Because the sun was so bright.
He was so bright?
Yeah, he was so bright.
Couldn't really see him? Did you see anything else while you were there?
Angels.
You saw angels?
And I had wings, too.
You had wings, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back after this message. You're listening to VFN Radio at VFNTV.com.
When God begins to do something, he establishes it with more than one witness. As a matter of fact, you'll begin to hear, as it's amazing, like a choir of those who are listening to God. You'll hear them begin to cry out the same thing the Spirit of God is saying. Yeah, you're going to have probably more naysayers in that type of situation. But listen, how could they know? How could they know what God's saying simultaneously? The very same thing, unless the same God, same Lord, and same Spirit revealed it to them.
Right.
You know, and there is hope for America. There is hope, but you're the hope. The church, Christ in you is the hope. The hope of glory. You know, there is a way, and it's a very specific way, to be able to bring America back to the cross, to bring it back to the cross. As a matter of fact, you know, right now, Steve Hill's talking to Peter Wagner, and he's asking the very same question. What should the message be? I'll be right back.
What should the message right now be from pastors, from prophets, from evangelists, from anyone who's in the ministry or anyone who calls themselves a Christian? What should the message be?
Well, you and I believe in revival. And I think that one of the keys to revival is Jesus' Great Commission. I mean, in Matthew quotes Jesus as saying to preach the gospel to every creature, and he who believes and is saved will be saved, and who is baptized. And so seeing the numbers of people being saved and baptized and then folded into churches and churches multiplying in a way that they multiply so fast that they change society leads us into Matthew's quote of the Great Commission, where he tells us to make disciples of whole nations.
But you're talking.
You think about this. That's exactly what we're doing at VFN. It's a rapid church planting movement. Obviously, when you begin to move from what was to what is, it takes a while for everything to adjust, but it's like exponential growth. If you understand what God does, it takes a little bit. You know, Jesus started with his one, then he started with his three, he started with his 12, he had his 72, and it progressively grew. And the multitude we see today is because Jesus followed the Father. Are you ready to follow the Father and the leadership of the Son? Are you ready to lay down your life, get on the cross, and begin to say, you know what? It's a rapid church planting movement. It is the church, rightly related, rightly connected, discipled, functioning in the context of the Great Commission. But I'm telling you, I totally agree with Peter Wagner, and I totally agree with Steve Hill, that the hope for America is the church, because the hope of glory is Christ in you. And that's what bring it about. Listen, if you want to know more, go to vfnfamily.org. VFNfamily.org. There's VFNU to train you up and launch you out. There's foundational aspects of building your basic discipleship in Jesus Christ. You know, getting and finding out what it's like to be family instead of an organization. Because listen, if we're going to move as family, you know, we've got to be family. Family is what holds us together. You can't be an institution and family at the same time. It's called confinement. But you can be family. You're together because you want to be together, because you love God and you love each other. Find out more at VFNfamily.org.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFNTV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFN Radio. We are going through Transitionville now. We are so glad to be back. We just played a dream, fresh dream from Cooper. As a matter of fact, we got contacted in a way through Nicole about Cooper was just listening, and he was listening to as we were reading from the Bible, and he said he had no idea that that's in the Bible. Think about it. God shared with him. And people say, well, what would we do if we did not have the Bible? Cooper just explained what will happen.
Yeah.
What will happen is God will speak to us.
Right.
God does speak. And we have, and it's so important to give a shout out to Cooper and Nicole this morning in
Maryland.
Maryland this morning. And God is just speaking all over the place. I can't wait. Hopefully we're going to get Jamie in. I understand they have some stuff from Jamie in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell my what, my where, no, my word, my where, and my what.
Yeah,
and you only know what that means if you went to iabide.org. We're going to have another prophetic dream. We want to be able to play with you, play right now, but we're going to get it here. We're hearing God speak in so many ways right now. This is my concern right now, is, and that's why we're here on VFN Radio, that talking to you is because very few people are talking about what the Lord says. Very few people are talking about, you know, what he says. And that they don't even believe he's speaking. You know, I was meeting recently with some men and women, and just understand, it's like, my goodness, you don't even know that he speaks. And
yes, it's so awesome that God does speak, and he's constantly speaking to us, but we have to tune our ears to what the Spirit of God is saying. And that's why abiding is so important, because it's not something that we, you know, got to do, if you will, but it's something we get to do. And once people hear the voice of God, it's all over. You know, we were designed to have communion and fellowship with the Lord. That's what he wants from us. And for some reason, many have thought that was a foreign thing, that was something that wasn't available to them. It was only available, the voice of God was only available to a restricted few, that it was available only to a certain minister or the pastor of a local fellowship. But no, it's the inheritance of every single believer, every son and daughter. God wants to fellowship with you and commune with you. And not only does he want to hear what you have to say, he's given us prayer as an opportunity, as a tool, if you will, a way that we can talk to him. But he also wants to speak to us. It's a relationship. And I just can't get away from Jesus' own words. He says, you will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we're living right now in a time, we're living in a season that, my goodness, the church has to hear the voice of God. There are decisions that have to be made. There's things that the Lord wants to tell us. And his voice is going to save. His voice can literally save your life. And it's amazing what happens when, on a consistent basis, you take the time to get a journal. And I'm telling you, we have a simple plan. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. You can go to vfntv.com. Actually, go to iabide.org. Go to iabide.org, and you can request a simple plan. But it's a way that you're going to be able to learn how to hear God's voice. Learn how to hear God's voice. The Bible really, I mean, it transforms from being a dictionary to becoming a living book where the author is present with you. And then you have this simple plan, you have your journal, and then you begin to read. And we encourage you, maybe you want to start in the book of John. There's four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you begin to hear about God's love for you. And it's amazing how you just consistently set a specific time, if you have a specific place, and you have the right environment, which is, you know, conducive to hearing, quiet, you know, not people running around, you'll begin to hear. You'll begin to hear in your inner man. You'll begin to hear with spiritual ears what the Spirit of God, what God wants to say to you for that day. And it'll literally change your life.
And it's so important, because understand that, as you see, Israel's being surrounded by great trouble right now. But you know what? God's getting ready to save Israel.
That's right.
So say, what happens before a great harvest? Great trouble. Great trouble. Hopefully we're going to have time. We might not have time to be able to. We're going to have, in the extra hour, you're going to have to come back in the extra hour, because what we're looking at, what God's been speaking to us about, and many others about, is great trouble is happening, by the way, if you didn't know it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be undeniable trouble that's coming. But understand what this means is that a great harvest is coming in. It's going to be the great days for the church. It's probably going to be the greatest days that we've ever seen. And so we're going to, Sharon, a Holderbaum, a woman of God, the Lord just spoke to her recently and kind of explained in detail about what's going to be happening, because it kind of nails what, lets you know what's going to happen the storm-wise. And listen, we wrestled against spiritual wickedness, but there's going to be some natural things going on, like Cyprus and things. And we'll talk about that as well in the extra hour. But it's just so exciting to hear the Lord speak. You know, this is what the Lord told from the very beginning. He said, listen, he's talking to me. He says, listen, I got some things that I want to tell my church. I have some things I want to tell my church. And we're finding out, as we begin to follow him and abide with him, all of a sudden he's just having this in-depth conversation and explaining every step of the way. You think, well, if trouble is coming, how will I make it? Because he will guide you.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. People want to get just one instruction and go do things their own way. Don't work that way with God. It's about having a relationship. It's about every day talking with him and spending time with him and saying, hey, good morning. I love you. Thank you, God.
Right.
You're so good. I had a great night's sleep, and you gave me a home or a house to be able to sleep in. You spoke to me in my sleep, and I just want to read about you, you know, and you pull out your Bible. And it's like, oh my goodness, the goodness of God. I'm just reading about Exodus this morning and all the things that God did, and how he's bringing us into the promised land, Israel into the promised land, and all the goodness, and oh, it's just, and you just have this encounter, and then he speaks to you, and you just write down what he impresses on you. I mean, it's just like this encounter, and then all day long, you just ponder the goodness of God, and where it says, where David laid in his bed at night, he would ponder the commands of God. What he's saying is he would ponder the conversation and the goodness of God.
And it's so wonderful, because as we get to meditate on that word that God shares with us, we can carry that with us throughout the entire day. It's amazing how that one word that morning, that one word that God spoke to you, you'll carry it with you, and it will not only minister to you, but you'll see opportunities which you'll be able to share that same word with somebody else. You know, that happened to me actually yesterday, where I hadn't just, you know, had an encounter with God earlier, and I went into the store and wound up meeting a gentleman that I had met before. We just keep having these divine encounters. And right there, I was able to share with him what God had laid on my heart. And it so ministered to him. He was a sales clerk. And it just spoke so much life to him. God's word has life. It has power. And it will not only minister to you, but if you share it, it will minister to other people.
So the extra hour, we're going to be talking about another prophetic dream about the storm, the trouble. Understand, God's got good plans for you. He will protect you in the storm. Catch us in the extra hour in just a moment. We're going to be at in just a few moments. Come back on the air live.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at bfntv.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.